Livonia Mallory attended the 9th annual gathering of the tribes at Brown's Farm, hosted by Chief Straight Arrow. It was a celebration of First Nations people culture, heritage, and spirituality. The Gathering of the Tribes can be reached at 518-477-4892 or gatheringofthetribes.weebly.com or on Facebook at Gathering of the Tribes at Brown's Farm.
5.3 FM in Troy, New York. I'm at the 9th annual Gathering of the Tribes at Brown's Farm here in East Greenbush, New York. It's a beautiful fall day, and the First Nations people have gathered from all over the United States to come to this very special place. I hope you will continue to listen to hear about today's activities. I'm here with a very special guest. To my listeners, can you tell them your name and where we are?
My name's Andrew Brown. Most of my friends call me Brownie. My title's Chief Straight Arrow. We're here in East Greenbush at my farm doing a powwow. I've been on this ground since 1956.
And how long have you been doing your powwows?
This is my 9th one. We started, I had a dream. I lost an eye in a construction accident. This all started with a dream and a couple of friends. And it's turned into something that one of the best in the Northeast, they tell me. And we've given $70,000 to the community in 8 years.
And what sort of community organizations are you supporting?
Military Moms was the first one. Last year, 1,500 guys got a package for Christmas because of the powwow. I work with the Miracle League for the handicapped kids, the Rensselaer Boys and Girls Club, my local fire department, who's been just wonderful. They take care of our traffic problems, and I send money to 2 reservations for school supplies.
And where are the reservations located?
The Akwesasne and Nedro.
And where are those in New York?
The Akwesasne is up on the St. Lawrence Seaway, and Nedro's out in Syracuse.
Wow.
And we also adopt 3 or 4 families for Christmas, make sure they got food and toys for the kids. And
sounds like you're doing some amazing work, Chief.
And we also go to the 4th and 5th graders and after this is over, and they love it.
Chief, you know, I told you earlier when I came onto the grounds, I just felt a sense of peace as soon as I walked onto the grounds. Why do you think that is?
I call this my little piece of heaven on earth. It's just an awesome feeling. One of the main reasons, we have our circle, which is like our church. A lot of powwows put it up for the weekend, they tear it down. Ours stays up year-round. Our energy never leaves in our beliefs.
And how many people you think have been at this event over the weekend? You started Saturday, right? Today's Sunday.
Yesterday was probably around 1,500 adults and probably another 1,500 kids. And in 8 years, we have no problems here.
So what's up next? I mean, we're standing around the circle. I see people lining up for the smudge, you know, to cleanse any spirits, evil spirits away from them. And I see the drummers are setting up. What are you guys going to do next?
We're getting ready to do our grand entry. That's where we open up the church for the day, our circle. We honor the vets and our ancestors in the first 2 songs.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be singing Native American songs?
Oh, yes.
And they'll be dancing, I hope?
Oh, yeah. When we open up the ring, it'll be full of dancers.
Now, during that period, I was told that there's no video recording, no photographs, so my listeners will not get an opportunity to see the dancing or hear the dancing on the air. But afterwards, we will be able to take some pictures.
Right. Well, you can tape the drumming. It's just that the true natives don't believe in pictures. They believe it steals our spirit.
Interesting. Wow. So much here. There's so much history here. Can you tell me what tribes are represented at this gathering?
Well, we're probably around 12 different nations, as we call them, nations.
Nations, I'm sorry.
You got the Iroquois here. We've got some Mohegans here. We got Abernathy, Mohawks, Cherokee. I have a gentleman here from South Dakota that's a Lakota. He's here to dance and drum for the weekend.
You know, when you think about all of the experience that the Native people, First Nation peoples, have experienced in this country, what do you think this event does for First Nation people?
It teaches them the real history. What they teach our kids in school is not the true story. They don't teach them about the 100 million Native Americans that were killed in 100 years, you know. They don't tell them that Native Americans were for sale up until 1950. You could buy a kid for $10 in 1950. They don't tell you this in the history classes. They don't tell you how the first Thanksgiving, they were going to slaughter the Natives, but too many showed up for dinner.
I've never heard this.
No, they don't teach this. They don't want to teach it. But you talk to our elders. That's how we do it. We don't do it with books. It's what's handed down from the elders. During the 1600s, they gave 40,000 blankets to the Indians along the Hudson River, all contaminated with smallpox.
Oh, my goodness.
There's only 5% full-blooded Native Americans anymore because they kept taking us from the reservations and having them marry white people or whatever. And there's actually only 5% of true-blooded Native Americans.
The brave who is doing the smudging, he told me that he is 100% Native American.
Yes, he is. He's a Mohawk.
5%. I find that hard to believe. Only 5% of the Native people are 100% Native American.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's important that you keep this up because I think you're maintaining a tradition and maintaining the traditions of the people.
Well, I'm getting old. I was thinking of stopping it, but I can't stop it. I mean, the town supervisor says it's the best family event in the town of East Greenbush. People come up to me, even when we're not doing a powwow, just thanking me for being able to come here. And I think it's important for the people to get out and see a different way of life. Even our vendors here, most of them are all handcrafted. It's not something you're going to walk in Walmart and pick up.
I noticed there were actual teepees. Do they call them teepees?
Yes, we do.
Teepees set up. Are those people who are camping on the grounds?
Oh, there's people in there sleeping. Yep.
I saw someone making sausage. I got hungry.
Yeah. Well, last night it was chilly. There was fires going in the teepees, too.
Well, listen, Chief, thank you so much for taking time to do an interview with me, Livonia Mallory, 105.3 FM. To my listeners, I will be continuing to videotape and take pictures as permitted and tune in to just hear about this wonderful event. Thank you, Chief, for all that you do.
Thank you for coming. Watch for it next year. It's going to be bigger and better.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. Hey.
That was me at the 9th Annual Gathering of the Tribes at Brown's Farm in East Greenbush, New York. Had a wonderful interview with Chief Straight Arrow.
For those of you just tuning in, I'm Guy Schaefer.
And I'm Livonia Mallory, and you're listening to Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 in Troy, New York.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk Magazine program, to listen online, and to learn how to support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, check us out online at mediasanctuary.org. If you have comments, suggestions, or riddles, you can text us at 518-888-3004. Also, be sure to tune in 7 to 10 weeknights for Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.